The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi everyone, it's Teacher Monica, and today we're going to take a look at some basic English grammar. So if you guys are a beginner in English, or maybe you know someone who is a beginner in English, this will be the perfect podcast for you to listen to, or for your friends to listen to. So we're going to talk about have versus has. Really quickly, let's talk about pronunciation. Have, we have a strong V ending. Have, have. Has an a Z ending. Has, has. So if you are saying has, you are saying it incorrectly. Make sure to say has, has, okay? So that is the first thing, the correct pronunciation. The next thing we're going to look at is when to use have and when to use has. So we use have with the subjects I, you, we, and they. We use has with he, she, and it. So these are the things that are going to determine when we use have and when we use has. Now let's take a look at some examples. I have a car. You have a book. We have homework tonight. They have a lot of friends. And then with has, he has a car. She has a cat. It has water. So you can see that it is the subject that determines whether you use have or has. Now, let's take a look at the verb tense. So have and has are simple present tense verbs. Simple present tense. That means that we use this when we're talking about things that we do regularly or like a routine, habitually, okay? So you can talk about this when it's something you do all the time. For example, I have work on Mondays. He has his class on Tuesdays. So as you can see, this is something that is a habit, it's a routine, it's something that happens the same way, the same time, all the time. Now, while I was doing a live on my YouTube stream, which you guys are welcome to join me on YouTube, just search for me, English Teacher Monica, I did have one of you guys ask, what's the difference between have and have to, or has and has to? Okay, so have is a verb, has to is a phrasal verb. So have is a verb, have to is a phrasal verb. Has is a verb, has to is a phrasal verb. And we do use them a bit differently, and I'll show you some examples. So we use have and has with nouns. So I have homework, I have class, I have work. But we use have to with verbs. So I have to make my bed. I have to do the dishes. She has to call her mom. So you guys can see has to call. Call is a verb. Has to is the phrasal verb. Has to call. I have to do the dishes. So do is a verb. I have to do. I have to make my bed. Make is a verb. So you have the phrasal verb, have to, plus verb. So you guys can think of it like this. Phrasal verb plus verb, and then verb plus noun with the have, have work, have homework, things like that. Okay, I hope that makes sense. I know over audio might be a little difficult to understand, might be easier to understand visually, which again, you can watch my live stream on YouTube. I do talk about this. Okay, so that is that. If you guys would like to take online classes, you can join me. Just click on the link in the description, or you can just visit my website, EnglishTeacherMonica.com, to join my online class. You guys get a chance to practice your live speaking skills with me and with other students. We discuss different topics, and then you also receive lessons during the week. So it's usually either or, like either you guys receive different lessons that cover grammar, pronunciation, phrasal verbs, idioms, expressions, or we have a live lesson. And today, in fact, we will be having a live English chat about one of many topics that we can choose from. So I hope to see you guys there, and I'll be back soon.